Welcome to HisAbility.com. This is Lynn Suzak and
Mark Suzak. And we just are glad that you came to the site. We want to invite you to click around. You'll see 2 years worth of archive programs that were aired on WMUZ. These programs are sorted by category, and we think that you'll enjoy them and they'll bless you.
We're just bursting at the seams today because we have been not only pursuing our own healings, you and I, Mark, but even though those specific healings haven't completely manifested, I'm still in a wheelchair, a spinal cord injury after 25 years, but we have step by step through the ministries that we've studied, Derek Prince and Andrew Womack, Katie Souza, you know, the Bethel Church in Redding, California. We're connected with New Song Community Church here in Commerce Township. Yep. And they believe in healing. We are in an environment of supernatural, just day by day supernatural.
Absolutely. We are walking in the supernatural. We believe in it, and we are
miracles.
We're seeing miracles regularly.
Daily, almost. And there's so many things happening that, you know, while we're pursuing and picking the lock to our own hearts and just undoing, you know, lies that we're under for our own situations, we have learned to resist certain things, resist new problems.
Yeah, new things.
Testimony after testimony. And it's just time to share those things and encourage our Christian brothers and sisters at church and anyone else who will listen. And, you know, we've just had some major miracles happening, and they're worthy of testimony. Recently, I just want to say that a friend of mine whose daughter is pregnant, 6 months or so, almost about seven now, she recently had, this was only a couple of weeks ago, her water was breaking and leaking, and, you know, that's amniotic fluid. And that, you know, my friend had to leave work and go rush her daughter to the hospital and begin to pray against this another attack in her pregnancy. Sometimes we just have, you know, don't realize we're opening doors and the enemy comes in and, you know, hits us hard. And then, but we have been learning how to resist these attacks. So, you know, she and I were in prayer and she's teaching her daughter how to resist. Don't just accept this. You know, push back, and I'm getting texts. You know, they're telling us the amniotic fluid is too low. It's down to 8, whatever that means. It's supposed to be at 15 to 20. It's too low. They want to keep her in the hospital for the next 3 months until this baby is born. And, you know, we're praying for a miracle. One miracle coming right up. I texted her back, and we were just in supernatural engagement and activity, just in the spirit, resisting this. And what happened is, it's just beyond, it just boggles the mind. Within half an hour, there, that amniotic fluid went back up. The next technician that took the ultrasound said, well, I don't know what they're talking about. Looks fine to me. Look at this fluid around here. This is up to 12, and that's sufficient. And they sent them home. It's just
amazing. Praise God.
Praise God. Yay, God. And we're seeing
miracles. How long did this happen from the first text until you got the message they left?
Well,
the hospital?
Within an hour.
An hour. So your prayers got answered within an hour.
I mean, this is, you know, being practiced through the ministry of Andrew Womack and some things that we've learned about speaking to our mountain. So that was just a couple weeks ago. Amniotic fluid miracle went back up. And you know what I noticed is that in the world of miracles, you know, you pray, it happens, and you're just blinking your eyes, and you know, you're telling people. I mean, now the miracles are happening, Mark. Don't you notice that people are just even ourselves, it's almost like, did that just happen? Did that really just happen? You know, I'm starting to, you know, God's just like, get used to it. It's, you know, walking in the miraculous is a fact, and you are going to see it time after time and after time. Expect it, but the reactions you get aren't jump up and down, yay, we're, you know, look what God did. Sometimes it's like
deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
What did what that just happened? Happen?
Right. So that was just a couple of weeks ago. About a week before that one or two, there was somebody else that came to us. Daughter was being diagnosed with some kind of problem with protein in the urine, which could have meant this or that. Just, you know, it could have been, you know.
Of course, the doctors are saying every horrible thing that could possibly happen, just pouring unbelief into this child's life.
And we just said, you know what, we're just going to talk to you about praying for a miracle. You know, is this something that you could agree with? We believe that person we're praying for needs to agree with this. And if you're in agreement that this can happen, that God is, you know, a miracle worker, we're going to pray. We're going to speak to this, you know, through you. And, you know, see, we're going to expect a miracle. So she went to the doctor the next day. They were thinking of submitting her daughter to the hospital, 8-year-old, and that she may have diabetes or something like that. And they tested her, and then they retested her. It's always a sign, you know, when there's a miracle happening. They blink their eyes. They don't give you the good news. They just say, well, it's kind of inconclusive. We need to do it again.
We need to run another test.
Yeah, so they let her go. The protein levels for apparently, you know, quote unquote, no apparent reason, had gone to trace. And even the mother that we were praying for was like, yeah, no reason at all. I mean, like, well, there is a reason, but it's supernatural. There's no medical reason that would have happened overnight. So this is all in the last month. We're in September 2010 right now. Can you share with us what happened with your throat?
I had a soreness on the left side of my throat, and I could put my hand there and feel like a lump about the size of my thumb in my throat. And as I moved it around, it really, really hurt. Kind of like a sore throat like you would get when you have an infection, but it was only on one side. It was sort of like that. And I'm like, oh, no, there ain't no way I'm putting up with this. And I just started cursing it. In the name of Jesus, I speak death into you. If you're a cancer cell or some kind of, you know, I don't even know what to call it, a lymphoma or something, mm-hmm. I just command you to die right now. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree. And I said, you're not allowed in my body. You're a result of the curse. And Jesus took the curse on the cross. I don't have to put up with this.
A lump the size of a thumb is like a mountain in our minds, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
You speak to that mountain. Mountains melt like wax before the Lord.
Amen.
And
so the next day, I kind of was checking it out, and it was still there, but it was a lot smaller, it was diminished. And I said, yeah, I thought I told you to go up, get out of my body in the name of Jesus. And I just cursed it again and said, you cannot be there, and commanded it to leave. And Jesus told us to take authority over things. So that's what I did. I just treated it like it's not allowed to be there. And the third day, it was gone.
Gone.
Absolutely. To me, that is just an amazing miracle, because I could feel it. I could feel the lump. I could feel the mass of it, the size of it, and I could feel how sore and tender it was. And the second day it was smaller, and the third day it was gone.
Now, so, we've been doing this for years. A couple of years now, we've been learning to do this. So by the time, you know, any new things that happen, it's just out of here. We expect it to go. We command it to go. We speak to it. We know what we're, you know, what to expect. And this kind of
thing. Yeah, we don't agree with it.
Right. We don't go, oh, I'm getting a lump. Oh, it could be this. Let's look it up and find out what it is online.
Let's go to WebMedic and see all the unbelief we can possibly learn about it.
Let's go to the doctor. Oh, I guess I'm getting sick. Let's see. Should we schedule an appointment for it to be cut off? No.
Get out in the name of Jesus.
Resist the devil and he will flee.
Amen.
Amen.
Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee.
And it takes practice, because we've done this for years when we first started, believing that we could do this. It didn't happen right away. Sometimes we were basically unsuccessful. We get sick still, you know, trying, but it's a faith level fix.
It's a lot better than it used to be. We used to have practically no victory over these things. And now we have victory over almost every one of them.
Started when I was reading and understanding that the Atonement by Derek Prince. God was speaking to me through that. I had been like, this is enough. There's enough quote-unquote death in our family. There's all this garbage going on with sickness. This is not living in victory. God, what's wrong? He led me to that book. I started renewing my mind. And first thing he taught me to do, God taught me allergies. You know, I get them seasonally. I used to get them seasonally, August and maybe in the spring. And I would just start itching throat and scratching my throat with my tongue, itching eyes. And I'd be like, okay, here they come. It's the time. You know,
just totally just in agreement with it.
Letting it start, sneezing. You know, got to take my medicine. This is what I do. And, you know, I used to have, even in January, I had bronchitis every year. Oh, here it comes again, you know. And that's what you do when you don't know any better. And I gained victory over it. I told it to leave. I would rebuke it and, you know, the itching would go down. Oh, I got a little victory, you know, then it would come back and I'd start.
A few minutes
later, maybe an hour later, then I would start again. I'd be like, why do I keep thinking, it didn't work? Well, I don't want to think that. I just did it again, start all over again, round two.
That's what the devil wants you to think. It didn't work. And he's going to keep pecking at it until you give up.
I went about 20 rounds that day with the devil, like the boxing ring that it was. He'd come out punching and I'd punch back. Used to not punch back. I would just take it, get knocked down.
Right.
And when you get knocked down by injury or sickness and you just sit there and you don't get back up and realize that you can fight in the spirit, then he's going to start putting chains on you and chain you to the ground, chain you to a wheelchair. Did you notice the battle I had been in a few days ago when that started trying to come back?
Yep, I could tell you were doing battle.
I was like, whoa, this is trying. We were traveling around in the car for some reason, and it was hitting me all of a sudden, like, this is not belong to me. This, you know, the itching, this started again. It doesn't, usually it's not even a problem. I can resist it, no problem, for the last, three or four years. And it was kind of coming on strong, you know. It was like I hit a nest of them or something.
Like we drove through them.
Yeah, we've been noticing that. And so I was praying, you know, pretty concentrated. And then I had you put your hand. I go, put your hand on me and help me here. You know, I was just resisting. This is not happening. I'm not giving in. I'm not going to start, you know, dripping and, you know, having a...
Sneezing and watery eyes.
Nose.
And all that. All what that a stuff. Mess.
And within... I'd say 10 minutes. It was a long battle for, for me, 10 minutes, a lot more than I used to have to do. It was, when I first started, it was all day, 20 rounds of, it goes away. So I had to keep doing it, you know. But
a 10-minute battle versus putting up with all the symptoms that allergies, what a
difference.
Huge. Well, I think that's probably all we have time for. We want to conclude this program, and we're going to announce this. Look forward to more programs. We're going to put more on our archive site, and we're going to bring them to your attention.
Look for our book. We're reading out loud the foreword, the intro, and the first chapter of our book, First Wash the Inside. You'll be able to get a taste of that by listening to it on this website. Keep in touch and see us on Facebook as well.